And the sound of the birdies tells you that we're not in the studio this week. Hello, I'm Andrew Ford. Welcome to the music show on RN Radio Australia and online. We're actually in Botanic Park, Adelaide, for WOM Adelaide 2013. And we begin, I'm delighted to say, with two of the most distinguished singers from India, Manjari Kelka from the Hindustani tradition and from the Carnatic tradition, Sudha Raghunathan. Thank you very much indeed. We've just heard the voice of Sudha Raghunathan. She was accompanied by B.V. Raghavendra Rao playing violin, and N.S. Subramaniam playing Mridangam. And before that, we heard the voice of Manjiri Kelka, and she was accompanied by Vishwanath Shirodkar on tabla and Seema Shirodkar playing harmonium. Thank you very much indeed, and welcome to the music show, and thanks for getting up early.
Thank you.
Manjiriji, I think I might. You've been on our program before, so I'll begin by talking to Sudhaji,
yes,
if that's okay.
Sure.
We just heard two very distinctive approaches to singing, and your tradition, the Carnatic tradition. Carnatic vocal music is entirely devotional, is that right?
It is embedded on a, I think, solid foundation of devotion. But now the younger artists, the younger crop, and the new generation, we've started to bring in thematic compositions like on world peace, on love, on different stages of life, you know,
yes,
a lot of things.
So what were you singing then for us?
Today, what we presented was on Narayana. Of course, it was devotional.
And the instruments that you play, that you sang with, are, well, the Mridangam in particular, is a Carnatic, a South Indian instrument, isn't it?
Yes.
And the violin is also very common there. I mean, we think, I suppose, of Mr. Subramaniam in particular when we hear the violin in that tradition. But that's also a very common instrument.
I can't think of a Carnatic music concert without a violin. We depend so much on the violin,
yes,
as much as on the drone.
Right. Now, the techniques that are involved in the kind of singing you do, could you tell us something about them?
Basically, I think Carnatic music is a beautiful mixture of what we learn from our teachers, from our mentors, and what we present extempore, whatever is created in the mind comes through the voice. But I think it's also a medley of raga and laya, of rhythm and melody. So it's a lot of compositions that we present with a preamble of raga. What is a raga? It's a group of notes put together in a certain format, with a kind of a body. That's what is a raga, and we have hundreds and thousands of ragas.
Mm. And the alap, with the slow introduction, that's less common in the Carnatic tradition, is that right?
It depends on what you feel like doing. You could sing just ah as raga, or you could superimpose that ah sound with syllables.
I see. And now, tell us, I want to know about kritis. What is this?
A kriti?
Yes.
A kriti is, actually, to define it very simply, it's a song. It just has three compartments. One is the one that you begin with. It's called the Pallavi. And then you move to the Anupallavi, which is like adding on to the description of the Pallavi. And then we move to the Charanam, which is a longer part of lyrics of the same kriti. So all of this together is what you call a song, a kriti.
I see. Manjiriji, maybe I could come to you.
Yes.
You belong to the Hindustani,
yes,
classical tradition. Now, what are the obvious differences from your point of view between the way you sing and the way Sudhaji sings?
Basically, I feel that the primary alap, I mean the slow tempo, we take it a bit longer. We can take it. Also, she said, as she said, that it can be with just ah, or we can also have some syllables. And the composition, I mean the song, Bandish, it has only one is the first stanza, and the other one is the just the introduction. First one is the introduction, and the other one we can call it an antara.
Hmm.
It is very, most of the time it's very short, and we give emphasis on the improvisation of the melody of the rag with the imagination. We just take the composition as a support.
And so your approach to singing a rag is is essentially no different to the way a sitar player or a surbahar player would play a rag. It's essentially the same?
It is a bit different. There is a bit difference because it is the words which matter. Mm. We have the words in the composition. In the sitar player, they have just the tone of the instrument. But with the song, it creates more impact, and it can express your rag or the bhav of the expression of the rag.
The embellishments, the ornamentation, which is such an important part of all Indian music, are there rules for doing this, or is it simply how the spirit moves you when you're singing?
No, there are rules. There are rules, and we have to be within them, but still we are free to move within the limits. Mm.
And I'm assuming then that there must be different rules in the north and the south.
Absolutely.
Is it possible to demonstrate how you might ornament a particular phrase and how it would be done differently?
Okay.
Is that possible?
Same rag.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. For the benefit of people who were at home and couldn't see who was doing which, Sudhaji went first. So it went south, north, south, north, south, north, all the way through. But is it impossible for each of you to sing in the other's style? I mean, do you have to have had years of training, so you would be out of your depth, Manjariji, for instance, if you tried to sing Carnatic devotional
music? I need a training.
Yes.
Because without training, it's not possible. All the articulation and the rendering of notes, and it's different. So, but I don't think that if I have learned from a particular style, it may be easier for me to learn the other style, but I must learn it.
Yes. And, well, of course, Sudhaji, now we're coming to, we're about to hear an example of Jugalbandi, which is where you all perform together. So presumably there has to be a lot of give and take.
Certainly. Like
yes.
You saw just now,
yes,
in the Alab. So you wait for her to finish her idea, present her idea, and then you take on from that. It's like weaving or embroidery. You know, where you move on from one stitch to the other.
Yeah.
So we will hear now also the tabla and the mridangam playing together, and the violin and the harmonium. Everybody will
yes.
be performing together.
They take on the mood of the musician. And then we collaborate with just See, what we're going to do today is something we haven't rehearsed. It's just an idea that we have taken as a seed and
yes.
sowed it in our minds. So it's now going to take on the...
Yes.
And can you describe what that seed is?
We've taken the raga Malkaons.
Malkaons.
She calls it Malkaons. I call it Hindolam.
And this is a morning raga, is it?
No.
It's not?
It's a night melody.
Okay.
Actually, Carnatic music, we don't adhere to yes. morning and evening
okay.
situation. Yes. We just sing according to what the heart says.
So that gives you permission, Manjari, to sing an
yes,
evening raga
yes,
in the
yes.
morning. Okay.
It's not very hard and fast. Just it's the... we are taught like that, and we are doing it for years.
Well, I want to hear it. Thank you very much indeed for sitting down.
Thank
and
you.
Talking
thank
to
you.
Me.
It's a
pleasure talking
moment.
To you. Thank you.
Manjari Kelka and Sudha Aragonathan are returning to their seats, and the instrumentalists with them are N.S. Subramaniam playing mridangam and Vishwanath Shirodka playing tabla. And B.V. Raghavendra Rao playing violin and Seema Shirodka playing harmonium. And this is going to be an example of Jugalbandi, where the north and south come together.
Lagarwa, main sanmit, lagarwa, main sanmit.
That was live on today's music show here at WOM Adelaide 2013. We heard the voices finally singing together of Sudar Raghunathan and Manjiri Kelka, and the instrumentalists, as I mentioned before, were N.S. Subramanian playing mridangam and Vishwanath Shirodkar playing tabla, P.V. Raghavendra Rao playing violin and Seema Shirodkar playing harmonium, and that was an example of Jugalbandi. And you can, of course, catch these performers here at WOM Adelaide, but you can also hear them if you're in Melbourne or in Sydney, because on Tuesday evening they will be at the Melbourne Recital Centre, and on Thursday evening at the City Recital Hall, Angel Place in Sydney. It's the music show coming to you live from Stage 7 at WOM Adelaide 2013. We're on a bigger stage this year. This is the rock stage. I feel like Bruce Springsteen up here. And I noticed that the umbrellas have been up and come down during the course of that music. So that's good to see. I think it was only ever a light sprinkling of rain, but it seems to have stopped. So let's hope that that continues for the rest of this morning.